Insights and Ignition isn't your average podcast. Yes, I heard that sigh, and yes, I felt that eye roll. It was born from the wreckage of tired strategies and the hollow thought leadership that we have been experiencing for years as a marketing agency. And I decided to create this. And this is where ideas are stripped to the bone. And we rebuild them in fire. We're going to dissect the trends that others are blindly following. We are going to weaponize true clarity. And we're going to speak those hard truths that make boardrooms squirm. Every episode of Insights and Ignition is a spark. It's the raw takes, it's the brutal insights, and the reflections dragged straight from the creative trenches. This isn't made for everybody. It's not supposed to be. There's no comfort, no compromise, just ignition of marketing to truly make you, the brand you work with, your clients, your communities, truly memorable. It's time that we stepped into the future and into the furnace. It's time that we left changed. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about why dead brands tell no tales.
Dead men tell no tales.
Welcome to the wasteland, where brand campaigns go to die, where logos drift like forgotten relics and taglines echo across the desert like unanswered prayers. This actually isn't fiction. It's where too many brands, organizations, products, wonderful, glorious services end up. Not really because they were bad. Not really because their product kind of sucked. But because they committed the slow, silent sins of marketing. It actually starts small. A little arrogance here. A little neglect there. And then one day, poof. Nobody's listening, nobody's clicking, and nobody actually cares. So, if you feel a little chill in the air, it's actually not the ghost of marketing past. It actually might be your brand's future. Unless you're actually ready for kind of the exorcism. So let's talk about the key sins that drive you to this kind of marketing wasteland. This space where you're putting all of this energy in and your time, your resources, your thoughts, your creativity, and nothing is being heard. So sin one, you actually don't know who you're talking to. And realistically, most brands launch with more confidence than clarity. They build personas in a vacuum. They slap a few archetypes on a mood board, on a Pinterest kind of situation, and call it quote unquote strategy. But actually, the hard truth, and I'm going to give it to you now, the hard truth is if you don't truly know your audience, what keeps them up at night, what they rant about to friends, what irrational thing that drives them to hit buy, your message will never land, regardless what sector you're in, regardless if you're B2B, B2C. It'll actually miss by miles. So, now let's look at sin two. You're actually using the wrong channels, but potentially still blaming the algorithm. So let's take a day in the life of. You designed the perfect post. You spent time writing the cleverest caption. You may have even thrown it into ChatGPT to improve it. And you posted it. Dot, dot, dot. In a Facebook group you created in 2013. Meanwhile, your actual audience is laughing, scrolling on TikTok, doom-scrolling reels and watching YouTube on their lunch break. A myth that we hold onto in marketing is that we need to be everywhere. This is a lie. You just need to be where they are. And now let's look at sin number three. This is where your brand has the consistency of a fever dream. So, for example, Instagram's having the time of its life. But your emails sound like corporate legal information. And then when somebody goes to your website, it's straight out of a 2012 WordPress template slash nightmare. If your brand makes people feel like they're meeting a stranger every single time that they interact with you, they'll stop trying. They'll stop trying to understand who you are, what you do, and how you can help them. Branding truly is more than just your fonts and colours. It's actually how you make people feel again and again until that feeling becomes an instinct for them. So think about the journey that you're taking somebody on. Does your LinkedIn match your website? Does your website have the same terminology you're using on Instagram? Consistency is key to stop people feeling like your brand is a true fever dream. Because nobody wants to be confused. We haven't got the time to be confused as consumers. We haven't got the time to try and figure you out as a puzzle and then purchase from you. It's too much hard work. Sin number four that I see people do again and again as a brand and an organization is that we kind of treat feedback like an inconvenience. And let's be honest, too many brands treat customer feedback like a guilty verdict. What are we so afraid of? What are we actually worried about? What do we think is going to happen if we actually ask the people that have interacted with us, bought from us, become part of our world, how they're feeling? A lot of organizations read it once, and if it's not something that can be easily fixed, acted upon, or is not negative, we shrug and we move on. But feedback isn't just a complaint. Feedback isn't just a, okay, that's we did that well. It's actually your cheat code for evolution. And if you're not listening, you're not moving and moving with those opportunities that people are realistically pointing out to you. You're walking through a forest in the dark with no way to know where you're going or what is next for your organization. Sin number five is something that is becoming more and more prevalent, and that is we are beginning to personalize creepily or not at all. So imagine a customer of ours spent 14 minutes browsing the gorgeous silk shirts that you have on your website, and suddenly you hit them with, "Dear customers, here's everything we sell." No, it's not going to work, is it? Audiences today do expect precision, because with the likes of AI integrating into our workflows and the ability to hyper-segment and actually do one-on-one marketing as we move forward into that, we want to be seen and heard as consumers. So this precision is something that we need to move forward with. Because realistically, Spotify knows your ideal client's mood. Netflix knows what they'll binge next. And if your outreach doesn't feel personal, it will feel lazy. But on the other side of that, if it feels too personal, it will feel like surveillance. This is a tightrope that we need to walk very cleverly as brands, marketers, and we need to walk it wisely. Sin number six is one that people don't like me talking about a lot, actually. And this is when brands, organizations, individuals, freelancers, entrepreneurs, whoever are bringing something into the world, we launch it like the world is waiting for us. And we, too many brands actually treat launch day like a coronation. And in reality, the world isn't waiting. It's not waiting for you. It's not waiting for the product. It's not waiting for you to launch this. If your big debut lands during a market crash, a cultural moment, or just before summer holidays, for example, it probably won't even land at all. Strategy isn't just when you say it. It's also about why you say it. So we need to understand as organizations, as brands, as marketers, that we need to make the world aware of us rather than waiting for the world to come to us when we launch. Sin number 7 is one that I don't know why I still have to include this in my sin lists for brands. And that is your mobile experience is a horror show. Let's cut to it here. If your website isn't mobile optimized, you're just losing customers. And alongside that, you're not just annoying them, you are actively creating something for them to talk about that is negative against your brand. Purchases truly happen in micro moments, in line at the store, on the couch, or 5 minutes before bed. If your site is clunky, slow, or designed like an afterthought for mobile devices, it truly is game over here. The world is incredibly noisy. We have so many opportunities as consumers. Why are you alienating those who aren't using the big internet, their laptop, to purchase? And the next sin is that we're actually still incredibly transactional in a relationship world. This really is a big one. It's where we are failing within marketing and a lot of the time. And if your customers feel like wallets instead of people, they'll bounce. Yep, like we all do as consumers. Audiences crave connection, community, something to believe in. So we're expecting loyalty. We need to start showing up beyond the sale. We need to start building something worth coming back for because another brand will. Realistically, most brands don't die dramatically. They wither. They're like the houseplant that you purchased during lockdown and now forget about all the time. They wither. They become dull, forgettable, and due to this, eventually, invisible. But yours doesn't have to. Like, you really don't have to. There's still time to turn it around. You need to know your audience. Be where they are. You need to stay consistent, listen harder, personalize better, and launch smarter. And also design for how people actually live. And the biggest thing I want you to take away after listening to this episode of Insights and Ignition is that you need to build something worth staying around for because your consumers are fickle. If you don't, somebody else will. And at Everburn, we don't just do marketing because a lot of the sins that I've spoke about today, they're just marketing, yeah? But what we do is we do resurrection. We do all of the above. So that's it for today's episode. But before you go, remember this, that as well as this not being just another podcast, another marketing podcast, we're not just another marketing agency. We're that spark that becomes a blaze, and we are built for brands tired of being overlooked and outshouted. We don't dabble in the trends that give you that quick win, those vanity metrics, which I promise you, you cannot eat for breakfast or pay your bills with. I actually engineer infernos. So if your brand's fire is fading and you're ready to ignite something relentless, let us know and let's kind of create that reoxygenation of your marketing. Because in this world, you either set the fire or you get lost in the smoke.